With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Did you have a good holiday?
Lovely. How was yours?
Oh, wonderful. We went driving around visiting the relatives. There's a bunch of the kids that are getting to the age where they're articulate. They can play games that beat you. They can make you feel a little bit inadequate. 7 and 9, those ages.
That's fun.
Barbara Cook, let's talk a little bit about her winning Kennedy Center's award.
Do you win it exactly? You're chosen. You're selected.
Yes.
It's conferred upon you, and she was a recipient of one of the Kennedy Center honors this week, along with Meryl Streep.
There's a jazz person in there, too. Sonny Rollins also got recognized.
That's very lovely, yes.
You want to go back to Barbara Cook. Let's talk about Candide.
I just think Mr. Rollins' contributions to the Broadway stage are minimal.
He played a lot of jazz tunes. And well, I'm not going to win this, I realize. I'm going to bail out right now.
Impressive though he is.
Oh, this is Theater Talk. I'm sorry. I was on the wrong program.
Right.
You're Anthony Chase.
I'm Anthony Chase. You flipped for a moment. Yeah. Barbara Cook was the original Cunegonde in Leonard Bernstein's Candide and the original Marion the Librarian in Meredith Willson's The Music Man.
Superb voice in her heyday.
And certainly the gold standard for Broadway sopranos.
Meryl Streep also won the Kennedy Center Award as well. That lady just seems to gobble up awards, whether they're, you know, Oscars or what have you.
Well, she's that good. I had seen her on stage, Chekhov's The Seagull, and going in was thinking, well, how wonderful can she possibly be? And, oh, my Lord, she was just that wonderful.
Well, you mentioned earlier, before we started the show, we were talking about who originally was chosen to sing Candide, that part.
Oh, right. Barbara Cook was not originally offered the role. It was Edie Adams who turned it down because she thought Lil Abner was a better show for her.
Oh,
mistake
she made. Did she make a mistake? Talking about back in the day, we're going to be talking about you now.
All right.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
You didn't get an honor for it, though, did you?
I did, in fact.
What did they give you?
Artie Award, Outstanding Ensemble, Jeffrey.
The reason we're talking about that is that's coming back. It's a reading of the original cast?
It is indeed. BUA is having its 20th anniversary season, and they've invited us all back to read Jeffrey. It was such a hit. We were supposed to do 3 weeks, and we did a year, including traveling to Rochester with it.
Traveling to Rochester just seems like a year.
We had a good time, and I played Sterling, and Anne Hartley Fole played all the women. And after the movie came out, we did it before the movie, and everyone said to Anne Hartley Full, oh, you were so much better than Olympia Dukakis. And they said to me, wow, that Patrick Stewart was terrific. But I'm doing it again. And that will be the last day of January, back with Chris Kelly as Jeffrey.
Let's talk a little bit before we go about Black Tie, which is the A.R. Gurney play that's going to be opening at the Cabin Oakley next week.
It is a play about a family wedding where the grandfather of the groom makes an appearance as a ghost in the mirror to try to instruct the family on making this a more properly formal affair in the Gurney style.
Ah. Does it take place in Buffalo?
No. It is a Buffalonian family, but they're having a location wedding.
Ah.
And also opening next week, Lorraine O'Donnell in Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which I kind of can't wait. Rock and roll musical monologue.
Well, I was just impressed. She said she's lost 35 pounds just for the role.
She has.
Maybe I need to go out there and get on the boards again. That's the only way to lose 35 pounds. Count me in.
Well, she's sharing the name of her trainer with everyone, but this is set after the fall of the Berlin Wall. Hedwig had been an East German girly boy who underwent a sex change so he could marry an American GI and escape the communist bloc. She is trying to make it as a rock performer. The love of her life has, who's not the husband, by the way, is another young man, has taken the songs she wrote and become an international sensation. She's bitter, kind of.
Well, Hedwig. It looks like the second half of the season is going to get off on an interesting foot, as they might say. With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.